One of the images of the church going back to Christian antiquity is the image of a boat. Already going back to the Noah's Ark, we see the image of a boat or an ark as being a means of salvation, of saving from destructive forces present in this world. And so the image of the church as a boat, with Peter, the first pope, as the captain, is really an image of the safety and security that comes from residing within the boat in and amongst stormy seas and waves as the church is traveling toward the risen Lord at the end of time. In fact, even one of the parts of the church, which is called the nave, the main center aisle of the church, takes its name from the Latin word for a ship or boat, navis. Further, we also can note that Mary is called the star of the sea, that she is a fixed reference point of holiness for the church as she traverses the storms of this world to be able to keep her eyes on what is most important, namely holiness and sanctification, of which Mary is a type or image of the holiness that the church is called to. Today's gospel, we can see a number of important conclusions that we can draw with reference to the image of the church as being a ship providing safety and security in our pilgrimage of faith through this world. And the first point is this: without Jesus Christ and his instruction and his command, it's notable that Peter and John and the apostles catch absolutely nothing. They fish all night, and we're told their nets were completely bare and empty. And it's only when they receive the command from the Lord to cast their nets on the other side that all of a sudden, immediately, their nets get filled up with 153 different fish. And this surely is a sign that the church, as merely a meager human institution, without the presence of Christ, it would have no power, it would have no authority. But it's only with the presence of Christ and with his command and with his instruction that the church becomes this saving vessel to help us through the storms of time. The second point is that number 153 is significant. And while there's different interpretations regarding its symbolic meaning, St. Augustine said that at the time there were 153 known species of fish in the world. And so that number 153 then for the evangelist really was meant to signify that the church is meant for everyone, that all people are called to belong to this saving vessel of Christ's salvation, which is being led by Peter. Thirdly, it is significant that the final destination of the boat and the one that Peter is racing to and jumping out is to meet the risen Lord on the shore. And this too, again, is an image of the church being a vessel which is carrying us toward this final decisive encounter with Jesus at the final judgment where we will meet up with the risen Lord. And fourthly and finally, regarding the instruction of Jesus in the boat and the characteristics and nature of the boat, Peter's confession that he gives at the end of today's first reading really then becomes a hallmark for what the church and what the security of the vessel of the church is all about. And that is when Peter says in giving testimony, "There is no salvation through anyone else but Jesus Christ. Nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." And that is the confession of faith that Peter gives really is the hallmark that defines the boundaries of the church and of what our profession of faith is meant to be. That without Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, we don't have salvation. We have no access to celebrate and to live in his resurrection. And this is the profession of the faith which the disciples and apostles made based on their encounters with the risen Lord, and that the church and we are called to continue to make in our time. That Jesus is the Savior, it is his presence in the boat which ultimately gives us hope, security, and belief that we will arrive safely at our heavenly destination. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Friday of the octave of Easter, And let us pray for the church, that all people would always feel called to belong to the church and welcome, and that we as members of the church would always boldly proclaim the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and that it is his presence in the boat which ultimately guides us toward our safety to arrive at our heavenly destination. Amen.